Sechet Mila for Adal and Mishnah Beis, Hamisha Dvarim Ba'ola, Mitzdarfin Zemze. There are five different parts of an Ola that would combine with each other. If you eat a little bit of each part, and altogether you ate a Shabbat Prita worth, you'd be high of Mishum Me'ila. Or if you eat a little bit of each part, and altogether you ate a Kazayas, you could be high of Mishum Pigul Nosar Vitamin. Habasar Ba'achelev, Ba'asoyles, Ba'ayayin, Ba'ashem. The basar, the chelev, the sola, the flour, that is brought as a minchas nesachan together with the ola. And the yayin that is poured on the mizbeach, and the shemen that is put into the minchas nesachan, all these five things would combine with each other. As we said, if you eat a little bit of each of these five things, and the ola is pigol, nosar, or tame, and altogether you ate a kezayis worth, you would be chayiv. Or if altogether you ate a shavar pruta worth, you'd be chayiv mishum meila if you ate a shalokadim. Beshisha b'toida. There are six parts to a Torah that would combine with each other to be mechayev you. Misham pigo nosar v'tame. But there is no chiyah misham me'ila by Torah, as a Torah is kachim kalin, and kachim kalin is mamam baum him. It belongs to the baum. There is no chiyah misham me'ila only if you eat from the emurim after zrikat hadam. Habasar v'hachelev v'hasoyles v'hayayin v'hashemen v'halechem. The basar, chelev, soles, the flour, that is brought at the Mechaz Nesachim together with the Torah and the yayin for the Nesachim, and the shemen that is put into the Mechaz Nesachim, and the lechem, as lechem is brought together with the Torah. If you eat a little bit of all these six things, and all together, you ate a kezayis for us, and the Torah with pigel, nosar, tame, you would be chayiv. Hatruma utrumas meiser shel demai, hachala v'habikurim, mitstarfin zen zeles, or ulechayiv alein etachemish, truma. Truma that's taken off from your tefuah, and truma's meiser, or meiser is given to the levi. The levi has to take off 10% from that meiser and give it to the kohen. This is called truma's meiser. And truma's meiser shall demai. Demai is tefuah that is bought from an amah aretz, and we don't know for sure whether he took off the truma's meiser, so we take off the truma's meiser. And chala. Chala is also called truma, as the pasuk says, Reishis Arusa Sechem Chala Tarimu Truma. And Bikurim, the Torah also calls truma, the pasuk says, Trumas Yarchan Chadalonel, that Trumas Yarchan is referring to Bikurim. And since all these things have a shame Truma, they would combine with each other to offer a dough. If you have Sa'or, sourdough, a little bit of Sa'or from Truma and a little bit of Sa'or from Trumas Maitha, Shaldamai, Chala, and Bikurim. And you combine the Sa'or from all these five things and it fell into a dough of Chulin. And it was Mechamed the dough, it caused the dough of Chulin to rise. In such a case, the dough of Chulin would become Asr. And since all these five things is called Truma, they combine with each other. If they fall into a dough and make that dough become Chamed, that dough would become Asr, would have a din of Truma, since it became Chamed from sourdough of Truma. And so too they would combine to be Mechayev to a Chomesh. The din is, if you eat Truma B'Shegeh, you have to give the Karen and the Chomesh to the Kohen, the principal plus a fifth to the Kohen. That's only if you eat a Kezayis worth. And if you eat a little bit of all of these things, and together you ate a kezayis, all these things would combine to be mechayiv you to give a karen b'chomesh to the kohen. Masechet Me'ila, Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel, Kol Pigulim, Mitzdarfin Zemze. All pigulim would combine with each other. Meaning to say, if you have a number of different korbanos, such as an ola, chatos, asham, and shlomim, and they're all pigul, and you ate a little bit from each one of them, and altogether you ate a kezayis worth, they would combine b'mechayiv you mishum pigul. Kol ha'noisarim mitzdarfin zemze. So too, if all those korbanos are nicer and you ate a little bit from each korban, altogether you ate a kedayis, you'd be chayiv mishum nicer. Kol ha'nevelos mitzdarfos zumzu. All nevelos would combine to be mitame. As the din of the kedayis and nevela is mitame. If you have half a kedayis from a nevela of a behemoth, to man, a non-kosher animal, and half a kezayis of an avela of a behemoth Torah, those two half kezayis would combine to be mitame. But as far as Isser is concerned, Mechayev Yimalkus, for eating a nevela, an avela of a behemoth Tmeah would not combine with an avela of a behemoth Torah. Mechayev Yimalkus, for eating nevela, if you had half a kezayis worth of Niblas behemoth Tmeah and half a kezayis of Niblas behemoth Torah, you would not be Chayev Malkus for eating nevela. The reason being is that the nevela of a behemoth Tmeah is also to eat only because it's a behemoth Tmeah, not because it's a nevela. It ain't iser chal iser. One iser can't be chal on another iser, and since it's already iser because it's a non-kosher animal, there would be no iser mishum nevela after it dies. So therefore, in order to be chayav malchus, you'd have to eat a kezayis of a nevela behema Torah alone. Kol Ashratim Mitzdarfim Le'em Ze. All Ashratim would combine with each other. V'v'chayivu Mishum Achila Ashratim. Now there are different types of Ashratim that have different dinim. There are eight Ashratim that are mentioned in the Torah. The din is that if you eat only an Adasha worth, a lentil worth, you would be chayiv for Achila Sheretz. And other Ashratim, besides those eight Ashratim that are mentioned in the Torah, you'd be chayiv for eating Sheretz only if you ate a Kazayit's worth. And Ashratim would combine to be Mechayiv you. If you ate a tiny bit of the eight Ashratim that are mentioned in the Torah, you ate a tiny bit of one and a tiny bit of a different one, you would be chayiv Misha Machila Ashratim altogether, you ate an Adasha worth. Or for the other Ashratim that are not mentioned in the Torah, that you're only chayiv if you eat a Kazayit's worth, if you eat a little bit of one and a little bit of others, and altogether you ate a Kazayit's worth, you would be chayiv Misha Machila Sheretz. Dam HaSheretz Ubisaro Mitzdark. The blood of a sheretz and the basar of the sheretz would combine to be mechayiv you for achila sheretz. Because I learned out from the pasuk that the dam of a sheretz had the same din as the sheretz itself. You're not chayiv for achila dam, you're chayiv for achila sheretz. The dam of a sheretz is asur because it's part of a sheretz, not because it's dam. And therefore it would combine with the basar of mechayiv you if you ate half a kezayit of the dam and half a kezayit of the sheretz, and altogether you ate a kezayit worth, you would be chayiv mishum achila sheretz. That's for the shratim that are not mentioned in the Torah, that you're only chayiv for a kezayis worth. If you eat from the shmona shratim that are mentioned in the Torah, then you're chayiv if you eat only a lentil worth. If you ate half of an adasha of the dam and half an adasha of the basar, you would be chayiv for achila sheretz. Klal amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said a general rule. Kol she tumaso v'shi'uro shavim. Mitzdarfin zem zem. Anytime you have two things, that the length of time that it's mitameh and the shear that it would take to be metame are the same, they would combine to be metame you. For example, if you have two different types of nevelah, you have the nevelah of a behemah Torah and the nevelah of a behemah Tmeah, or you have two different types of shratim. Since both nevelah have the same shear and the same tumah, they're both metame b'kezayis, and they're both metame ad ha'erev until the evening, so therefore, if you become tame to half a kezayis, the nevelah of a behemah Torah, and half a kezayis of the nevelah of a behemah Tmeah, you would become tame, and so too, by shratzim, if you're metame to half a kezayis of one sheretz and half a kezayis of another sheretz, you would become tame. That's for shratzim that are not mentioned in the Torah. As far as shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah, the eight shratzim, they're metame b'ka'adasha. If you're metame to half a kezayis of one sheretz and half a kezayis of a different sheretz, you would become tame if you were metame to the shmona shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah. Tumaso velo shiuro. Shiuro velo tumaso. Lo tumaso velo shiuro. Aim is darf and zem zem. But if you have two different things, that the length of time that those two things are metame are the same, but not the shear in which they are metame. For example, if you have a nevela and a sheretz, that the length of time that it's metame are the same, that both metame you ad ha'erev, you're tame until the evening, and if you go to the mikvah before the evening, by nightfall, you would become tar. But the shear that it's metame is not the same as a nevela is metame b'kezayin, while the shmona shratim that are mentioned in the Torah are metame b'kadasha. So therefore, if you are metame yourself to half a kezayis of an avela and half a kezayis of a sheretz, they would not combine to be metame you, since the shear of those two things are not the same. Or if you have two things that the shear that they are metame are the same, but the length of time that they are metame are not the same. For example, you are metame yourself to half a kezayis of an avela and half a kezayis of a mace, that they're both metame b'kezayis, but the length of time that it's metame you is not the same. As a mace is metame for 7 days, you become tame for 7 days if you touch a mace. As opposed to an avela, it's only metame you ad ha'erev until the evening, so therefore, they would not combine to be metame you. And so too, if you have two things in which the length of time it's metame you and the amount that it takes to be metame you are not the same, for example, you have a mace and a sheretz, that they're not metame you for the same length of time as a mace is metame for 7 days, while a sheretz is only metame you ad ha'erev until nightfall. And so too, the shear is not the same as the mace is only metame b'kezayis, as opposed to the shmona shratim that are mentioned in the Torah, they're metame you b'kadasha, a lentil worth, so therefore they would not combine to be metame you. In order to become tame, you'd have to be metame yourself to a kezayis from the mace alone, or to an adasha worth of the sheretz alone.